Fred Cuorno is an Italian-Ghanaian filmmaker and activist. Fred was an assistant on the set of the film Miracle at St. Anna, the 2008 acclaimed film by Spike Lee. Fred won the award for Best Documentary at the Berlin Film Festival with Inside Buffalo, gaining public recognition from Presidents Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Giorgio Napolitano. Fred has shared his projects on the Dickinson campus in the spring of 2015 and fall of 2016. Fred's documentary themes inform viewers on issues such as migration, social inclusion, and national identity. Fred was in his home in New York City, and we spoke via Skype on March 22, 2019. Here are some excerpts. Thanks for making the time to meet with us. You have done a great job in highlighting and shedding some light on the immigration situation with your 18U Solly film, and then the the Blaxploitalian film talking about race invisibility in Italian cinema. Have you considered doing a, focusing on women's issues also in making a documentary, and if yes or no, why?
Actually, I consider now, for example, and if you would like to join in, I would appreciate it. I launched a web series on Facebook called Black Italiano, Black with the Q, so it's not with CK. And originally, Black Italiano has been told to be a series open in which maybe the next season could be just specific designed for Black women. So this was my. But at the end, I decided to don't do it, so basically, Black Italiano, I will do more series, but in each series, we will find a women or whatever, because I think that, how can I say, even the work that I did until now, also the work about immigration and the work about Black Italian, so. In a part of this work, it is also a part of my life. So basically, as a son of immigrants or immigrant now, because I'm in the United States, I could recall some persons into this film. In Blaxploitalian, as a part of Italian, I also an actor in the past, I worked in the Italian military, was part of me. But I think if I had to consider to produce, maybe to produce, but not that it's about women, because it's not my story. Mm. And I think that, especially in documentary for production, it is very important in the subject is real, active, and involved, and sensitive, probably much more situations, gender, ethnicity, group, social background, whatever. Because I think you can, or in this case, can have much more better the story and at least more representative. So when the film or an opera or a project is out, sometimes it's strange to see that the creator is totally different from. Even I don't want to start people into boxes of religion, but I think that at this stage, for example, for Italy, it's not necessary that every specific group has the opportunity to highlight much more their story. So definitely, I don't think that I will direct something like that. But of course, if I'm in the condition to produce or support a women director to do that, I can say yes, I can do.
Great, thank you.
Awesome.
Fred Cuorno takes inspiration from his own experiences to make his documentaries. His response to my question shows respect in support to women and women's issues, as he would rather take a producer's role and back up a female director than to direct a documentary himself. It was refreshing to hear his answer. Hope you join us for our next podcast. Thank you.